This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Hello and welcome to the MLS UK show, MLS Cup special. Yes, we're days away from the biggest day in the calendar of MLS. I'm Henry Hewitt, and once again, as always, I'm joined by...
Elliot Holman. Thank you very much for joining us again.
Now, we're going to talk about MLS Cup very soon, but first I need to give a big thank you to our sponsor, Soccer90.com, for another season of sponsoring the MLS UK show. Remember, if you head to Soccer90.com and use the code MLSUK, you get 20% off at the checkout. On the website at the moment, you've got loads of stuff. If you're going to watch MLS Cup, and if you're new to MLS and you're thinking, well, I'm going to just support who wins, they have got Philadelphia Union and LAFC shirts on there, so you can do that. They've got shirts from every MLS team. They've also got international shirts ready for the World Cup as well. If you watch the podcast and think, I like those guys, those English guys, I'm going to have England as my second team in the World Cup. Well, you can do, because they've got England jerseys on there, as well as US, Canada, and quite a few other teams who will be in the World Cup. As well as that, they've got European teams like PSG. You could maybe get a PSG shirt to put Messi on the back for the final time before he heads to MLS, which we will talk about that later, and also La Liga, Bundesliga teams, as well as Ajax from Holland. So loads on there. Remember, use the code MLSUK, you get 20% off. Right, now it's time to talk MLS Cup. For the first time in, well, a long time, really, we've got the two best teams in each conference. The conference winners end up being the conference champions within the playoffs as well. It's LAFC versus Philadelphia Union. And Elliot, it's the MLS Cup final that we've dreamed of, right?
Yeah, and I don't know how many podcasts we've done in total or how many we've done this season. But what I do know is this is the second thing that I've got right this year. 2 out of 400 ain't bad. I did say it would be a Philly LAFC final. I think the other thing I got right was saying that Austin would have a good season. At the LA got there at the expense of Austin, but this is a mouthwatering tie, isn't it? It's like, it feels like when they do the FA Cup draw and you're like, yeah, Philly versus LAFC. It's the two best teams statistically, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, exactly. And statistically, there's not really much to separate them both. It's going to be such an even game. I think when I'm going down the stats, I'm looking at it and thinking, well, the only thing at the moment I can think of is, well, LAFC are at home. So you've got to go with, put them as favourites. Let's just look back at the conference final just very quickly, because they did beat Austin. It was quite convincing in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this is the thing. Look, Austin have had an incredible season. That's been well documented. They've got a great roster that they've built. LAFC are an anomaly, and they have been before in MLS as well with the roster that they've had. I think we've often said, how have they got all those players on that one roster? That is a skill. You know, that is somebody at that club doing an extremely tough job really, really well. And so they win the battle off the pitch for me. They win it off the field before they take to it. And that's before you even introduce someone like Gareth Bale, you know, they've got to add in as well. It's no shame to lose to them. I think they've done an extremely good job. It is their first MLS Cup, and I do think it's going to take a lot to beat them.
It will do. And just, you mentioned Gareth Bale there. He didn't get on in the conference final. A lot of people saying that he's using, before that conference final, he was using the two games to try and get some match fitness ahead of the World Cup for Wales. But I'm sorry, Gareth, the way that LAFC played, I can see him not playing in the final either.
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? I'm not saying Gareth thinks he's bigger than the team. You know, he's a big player. He's a big name player. And he will expect to go to any MLS team and walk into the 11. But actually, sorry, Gareth, you've gone to one, probably the only team that you don't walk into the 11, which is mind blowing.
It is. Now moving to the East, Philadelphia beat New York City FC 3-1. This was a bit less convincing, considering that NYCFC did take the lead through Maxi Morales. But then quite a crazy sort of 10 minute period in the second half. Philadelphia scored three and ended up winning the game. Again, Philly at home, you expect them to win. However, they're going to be away in MLS Cup. Could that be something that, I don't know, could that go against Philly, the fact that they are away and the home record is so good?
I think so. I think you have to look at it. You know, these are two teams that were going blow for blow all season long. There wasn't much between them. So you have to start, you know, it doesn't always come down to home and away. I think it's lazy journalism on our part if we go, all right, well, they're at home, so they're going to win. However, these are so evenly matched. We talked about the LA roster. It's kind of, LA have got that brute force, whereas Philly, you know, technically very well organised, going to go about it their way. So it does actually come down to the home advantage for me personally.
Yeah, well, it is fine margins, isn't it? And, you know, when you look at the season as a, you know, in the regular season, they played each other once. It was at LAFC. It was 2-2. The last two times they've played each other before that, once a season, the last 2 years, they've been draws. You know, you look at the points total in the regular season, exactly the same. If you went off, you know, their away records, both the same. Home records, both the same. You know, like the only thing that you can actually separate them on is that Philly conceded less goals than LAFC. You know, so it is so tight and so evenly matched that this game, it is the perfect MLS Cup because they have been the best teams. And for once that we're seeing, you know, because if you think back to other ones, you know, I know last season with Portland and NYCFC, they were both quite similar, but you perhaps looked and thought, oh, well, that side's much better than that side in that part or that part. These two sides are very identical.
Yeah, and I think in the past, you know, obviously if your team makes it to MLS Cup, you're extremely happy, you're thrilled. And I think as a neutral, I think we've been denied this too many times. You know, you've got two real powerhouses that actually, outside of this season, just, you know, in the last decade or so, are two of the best sides that we've seen. So it kind of feels right that we've been given them together, for, you know, battling it out at MLS Cup. And it's something we've been denied too many times, I think.
Yeah, so where's this game going to be won? Because for me, you look at, as I said, Philadelphia's defensive record is so good. It's probably a case of LAFC's attack versus Philadelphia's defence. Whoever wins that battle will probably win the game because, you know, if Philly win the defensive battle, I trust they will score a goal. So I go with Philly. However, if LAFC win the attacking battle, it's going to be very difficult for Philly to get a foothold in the game.
Yeah, and I think Jim Curtin's certainly one of the best coaches we've ever seen in MLS. We spoke to Jack Elliott about that. He wholeheartedly agrees that, you know, he might not ever work with a coach as good as Jim Curtin again. It's got them really organised. And I feel like the longer the game goes on, the more chance it gives LAFC with the home advantage, with the fans. But also, I think starting 11, they can go like for like. They can match each other up. Philly can put out an 11 that's as good as LAFC. But LAFC have got the players to bring on to change the game. And I fear that the longer it goes on, the longer Philly are hanging on. Even if Philly take the lead, I think the longer the game goes on, if it was to go to extra time, for example, I think LA have the advantage.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think, you know, when you look at the fact that LAFC, they lost against Nashville on the last game of the regular season at home, but obviously they'd already won Supporters Shield at that point. Other than that, they've won their last 11 home games. It's such a dominant display when they are at home. We've seen them in the playoffs beating LA Galaxy, and I know that was a last-minute goal, but they still had to win the game. You know, that was a very high-pressured situation. Austin, then, in the conference final, they blew them away. It was such a convincing win. you've just got to think that he will do the same thing. But, you know, for either side, I've got to say, it's Philly's first MLS Cup final as well. Whichever team wins, they're going to deserve it. These two have been so good in the regular season. And also, when you look at the actual franchises themselves, you look at LAFC and think it's it's still an emerging franchise, still very young, but they've been very good and very enjoyable to watch during their short time in MLS. Then you've got Philadelphia, on the other hand, with Jim Curtin, a team that haven't got superstars, but they're still consistently performing. And now that they're actually making the playoffs and winning in the playoffs that they weren't doing 3 or 4 years ago, they have been one of my favourite teams to watch. So either way, I'm going to be happy whichever team wins. But it's going to be one hell of a match. And I've got to say, if you want my prediction, I think I'm going to go with you. I think LAFC are going to just I think they're going to just steal it. I think it's going to be close. It'll either be really close or like the Columbus-Seattle final a few years ago where LAFC just win 3 or 4 nil and it's quite dominant. You know, I've got a funny feeling that if LAFC score early on, it could be like that. But this Philly defence are so good. I'm going to go with a tight win for LAFC. But hey, for the neutral in me, I wouldn't mind if it went to penalties like it did last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's rare that we agree for a change, but I'll go with it. It's going to be a spectacle. It's the best teams in MLS facing off. It's been a while since we've seen that, so bring it on.
Yes, and if you agree with us, we've actually got a competition that we're running for MLS Cup. It's based on predictions, so we want your predictions. And we've teamed up with Footy-themed Box, which are part of the Mystery Football Jersey Group. We've worked with them before. It's a great company to work with. And also they do what they call these mystery boxes. Now, if you're into your football jerseys, your soccer jerseys, that I know a lot of you are, these guys have just released a box. It is the Stars and Stripes box. I've got one here. Look at that.
Look at that.
We got sent one. And the beauty of this is that you could get an MLS jersey, but also if you think you're cool like me and Elliot do, you could also get a jersey of a completely random team. And we've been this is completely mystery, as the box suggests, but we got this one. It's a Steel FC jersey, right? So Steel FC, they're a competitive men's soccer team in the Greater Pittsburgh Soccer League. So I mean, it's all right, we could walk down the street in a, I don't know, an Orlando and Atlanta shirt and people will recognize it. But now we can walk down the street in one of these and people go, who's that? And we can go, you don't know who Steel FC are in the Greater Pittsburgh Soccer League? Do you know soccer at all? if that's not enough, they've also sent us, they do pin badges, which they get made for them. This is a Kansas City one, Kansas City Wizards. How cool is that?
A retro one.
Yeah, and we've also got some stickers as well. Memphis FC, the Oakland Roots. So when we film our season review episode, Elliot, I'll bring these for you so we can share them out. But if you want one of these boxes, and it's very easy to do so, basically we're running a competition that will run on our Twitter, Instagram, and you can email us as well. And quite simply, we just want a score prediction for MLS Cup within 90 minutes. So not if it goes to penalties, not if it goes to extra time. I mean, you can tell us who you think is going to win if it goes to extra time, but it won't count towards the competition. And you can win one of these boxes, courtesy of Footy-themed Box. So we will put a tweet out, we'll put an Instagram post out, or you can email us hello@mls.show with your score prediction. And if you get the right one, you will go into the hat to win one of these boxes, courtesy of Footy-themed Box.
And if you don't win with the score prediction, of course, we've got a code as well, haven't we, for the website?
Yes. Well, if you go to footybox.co.uk and at the checkout, use the code 10OFF. So that's just 10 and then OFF, or one word. That's the number 10. You can get 10% off your purchase as well. If you don't fancy a Stars and Stripes US box, they also do South America. They're bringing out Africa. They're doing as well the J-League, Mexico. They've got quite a few on there, so you can take advantage of it and get some really cool jerseys and pin badges courtesy of Footy-themed Box, who are part of the Mystery football jersey team who we've worked with before. So that's exciting. So keep an eye out at MLS UK Show, Twitter, Instagram. Also email us hello@mls.show. And if you predict the right score, you'll get a mystery box, a Stars and Stripes one, courtesy of Footy Themed Box. How exciting is that?
Yeah, lots of luck as well if you're taking part in that. And of course, if you're the winner, let us know what you get as well. We need to talk about some big MLS news.
We do. This is a Stoppage Time episode. And as you know, we always speak about the biggest news stories in MLS. And as is traditional now, heading into MLS Cup, quite a few sort of things that are maybe we're looking at next year get leaked, get drip fed out. The first one we've got to talk about, this is the biggest story. This was quite bigger here in the UK as well. Lionel Messi could be an Inter Miami player by this time next year. According to The Athletic, it's actually very close to happening. Elliot, take your Orlando hat off and how upset you'd be at seeing him in the pink of Miami. How big would this be for the league?
I mean, if I had to list my biggest footballing icons, I'm going David Beckham and Lionel Messi. So the fact that Miami are trying to hoover them both up is actually heartbreaking. But luckily, my love for Orlando runs too deep. Look, great for the league, isn't it? It's fantastic. There, we should be clear as well. There's other teams in the running for this. I think a lot of it is the media are obsessed with that Inter Miami kind of story. We've seen it 100 times before with all the players they're going to sign. I'm not saying they aren't leading the race, because they are, but there are other teams in this as well who have a lot to offer. So, you know, regardless of where he goes, let's just get him to MLS, because, you know, we've got the Apple TV deal, coming next year. There's so much to look forward to. This league is propelling itself to levels that we've never seen before. And to get Messi over as well would just be incredible.
It will, yeah. And, you know, I know people are putting two and two together with the fact that he actually spends a lot of time in Miami. He really enjoys the city. Of course, it's a very sort of Latin city, so I think he would suit it quite well. But yeah, I mean, Messi in MLS, you know, I was watching Kalen Carr, he has a weekly segment on Sky Sports News here in the UK, and he was saying that this would be bigger than the Beckham deal, and I've got to agree with him. I think for where MLS is at now at the moment, you know, that Beckham deal was at a point where MLS, it was looking to emerge, it was looking to, just have something for people to talk about it. Well, now MLS is at a very different stage. There's more teams, there's more eyes on it, and this, I think, would elevate it even further. It would be very exciting. I know Messi, by his own high standards, has not really set his time at PSG. He's not really set it alight. You know, we haven't seen him hit the heights of what we saw at Barcelona. But you've got to fancy that playing for Inter Miami in MLS, he would enjoy it, and you'd think he would be very successful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's massive. It's way bigger than the Beckham deal. Beckham was a footballing icon at a time where there were others, but it wasn't Messi and Ronaldo levels. And I think to get one of the true icons, someone that, you know, is in that conversation probably for the rest of time about who the greatest footballer of all time is, into MLS is absolutely huge. I can't wait to see what kind of deal they have to do to get this done. I'm not even saying that MLS shouldn't help Inter, but, you know, give everyone a fair chance, of course. But, you know, if we have to introduce new rules, new budgets, whatever has to be done, let's get him over here and worry about it afterwards. But unbelievable to see how much traction this has got. It means, you know, it's highly likely to happen. And I cannot wait. I can't wait for that day when we're recording the podcast and we're like, right, there's only one place to start. We'll do a whole episode on it. Or like, there's only going to be one thing to talk about. And that is one of the greatest, maybe the, in my opinion, the greatest football player of all time touching down in Chicago, because that's probably where he'll end up.
Yeah, and then 6 months later, Ronaldo will join him, and suddenly we've got a whole new dynamic to the league, bigger than Chicha versus Carlos Vela. Bigger than Zlatan versus Carlos Vela. We'll have Messi and Ronaldo. I went to the Man United West Ham game the other day and watched Ronaldo. It was the first ever time I'd seen Cristiano Ronaldo. Didn't get to see him when he was here first time around, but yeah, his impact on the pitch isn't, it's not quite as what I expected to see. So maybe, you know, if Man United want to make a change and Ronaldo thinks, well, I've done it in Italy, I've done it in Spain, I've done it in England, I don't fancy Germany, I'll just go to MLS. I'll spend my time. Imagine if he went to LA. LA v Miami. Messi versus Ronaldo. Oh, Apple TV, you'd have to cough up more money for that. Pay-per-view.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But yeah, Messi coming to MLS is huge and he's so welcome. I can't wait.
Well, speaking of Apple TV, the next thing we're going to talk about, and this was in The Athletic as well. The Athletic are really doing their bit, actually, for getting these scoops at the moment within MLS. And we're kind of finding out more and more about the Apple TV deal, about what we're going to see on our screens come next February when it launches. Some of the things that I picked out is a bit of a, well, it's negative, but it doesn't surprise me with MLS because a lot of things seem to be sort of last-minute jobs. They are apparently 9 to 12 months behind where they should be. And considering that we're only, what, 4 months away from it launching, that's not good.
This league will be the death of me, I swear, honestly. We're doing our best over here. They finally get this deal across the line and then they're like, yeah, actually, we're going to mess this up.
Well, they are already speaking to a friend of the show, Taylor Twellman, trying to get him from his ESPN deal over to do a major role within the Apple TV stuff. They're going to have Spanish commentators as well, which apparently they've approached Diego Valeri to be one of them, which would be interesting. Hopefully they can have some, you know, for us English-speaking you know, fans, hopefully they can have some former players like that, recent former players who will sign up. I noticed Nader Manu has been doing a lot of media stuff over here, so maybe he could go back and do some stuff, yeah, as well as the likes of Ian Joy and Liam Ridgewell, who we've had on the podcast before.
Steven Gerrard's free.
He is, yeah. You know, whether, you know, Frank Lampard, he's doing a good job at Everton, but I'm sure he's only a few losses away from being fired. So maybe they could do it, throw some money at them. I doubt it, but maybe. There's rumours as well that each club will have their own sort of channel within the Apple TV MLS stuff, which I quite like, actually, because I think for us, sometimes, you know, we try and cover every team, but, you know, some teams are much easier to find stuff on than others. So I could find myself sat there at night watching the RSL or watching the Montreal sort of channel on Apple TV.
Yeah, I really like that idea. And I think is something that we need to look at over here as well. I know it's kind of been explored in the UK, but not really. I think putting it under the Apple umbrella, you know, instantly makes it huge and successful and more importantly work, because let's be honest, we've all tried to use iFollow. We've all had terrible experiences of that in the UK. It's dreadful. I think having each club have their own channel is really good. It allows them to have some ownership, some, you know, some personality, some club legends as well. But the whole thing is really exciting.
And the last thing I saw, this was kind of hidden away, but it really made me laugh. And as someone like yourself, who is a massive fan of Apple products, you know, I know I have my AirPods in, but you, I think every product Apple brings out, you manage to get your hands on it, is apparently the referees will be all wearing Apple Watches. The VAR system will be some sort of Apple product. I mean, the amount of times it comes up with a software update on my MacBook, I hope that doesn't happen during a game. Each club will have the Apple logo of some sort on their jersey. They really are taking over. But I guess when you're spending that much money, they can ask for what they want.
This is what MLS needs, though. I think that, you know, you've got two big brands there. Apple, obviously, much bigger worldwide. But I think it's an example of how they can work, you know, they can work together. I'd love to see it over here. You know, it's the first time we've really seen Apple do anything in football. You know, I think it's something that if I believe Apple will be looking to make a success out of this and then roll it out worldwide. And I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, me too. I'm really looking forward to it. And to be fair, in the article, they do say as well, there are going to be teething issues. And I can imagine that when we restart for the next season of MLS UK show, at the very start, we're going to be saying, well, the match went off halfway through and all of this stuff that is possibly going to happen But I'm sure once
it happens on Sky over here anyway.
It does, yeah. But once the teething problems finish, I'm sure it'll be a fantastic product. And it's refreshing as well to see that they are speaking to so many of the local commentators. Apparently, they're going to have an option where you can listen to the club commentators instead of the ones that MLS provide. So that's going to be really refreshing as well to see that hopefully nothing much will change within the actual watching of it and what we're hearing. And, you know, and as long as we can get Ray Hudson back doing Miami matches, then I'll be happy. But also then that we'll get this new product and we make it more accessible for us.
Yeah, it's what we need. We need MLS in the palm of our hand, wherever you are. No, you know, no restrictions, no blackouts. That's been a massive, massive problem. Not just in the States, where I know that is a massive problem, but especially over here. You know, we're trying to grow this league, and you kind of thwarted it every turn. So this is incredible. So bring it on.
Something that, I mean, I don't know about you, Elliot, but I hope we don't bring on is a proposed change to the playoff system. It seems that the problem for me within soccer, not only in MLS, but also with the Champions League, World Cups and all of this at the moment, is that it seems that people were desperate to change the game. We finally got to a place with the playoffs where we were happy, single matches, you know, based on where you finish in the table. You know, okay, many will argue that seven teams out of the conference heading into the playoffs is perhaps too many, not for me. However, what they're proposing now is having even more teams going to the playoffs, and instead of the single matches, it's going to be group stage format into then a knockout stage. Instead of the 13 matches, there will be 30. I mean, no doubt they want to do this so Apple has more matches to show, but why change it? Come on.
Yeah, it's not for me. I love MLS because it's different to everything else. You know, it works. We've seen that even just in the last couple of weeks. It works. It's fine. If anything, I want less matches because I think less teams should make the playoffs. I know it's an American thing, but for me, you know, the fact we've talked about this at length, the fact that Orlando made the playoffs, well, it's not a successful season though, is it? Because they literally finished like 14th or something. You know, that's ridiculous. So for me, it should be less teams. That does mean less games in the playoffs. I understand that, but it makes it more special. I think, you know, you want to be the best, you want to strive to make the playoffs and then play the best in the playoffs. You know, you've got teams like Philly who are in another league to Miami and Orlando. Those bottom spots for me don't need to be there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, I think that for me, it's at a perfect point as it is. We've had so much drama over the course of the last few years, you know, in the playoffs. And okay, you could argue this time that with it being an LAFC Philadelphia final, there hasn't been as much drama. Okay, there hasn't, because the best teams have got there, but it still has had its twists and turns and drama. And I just think that by adding more teams, it's you know, I do accept that sometimes I feel the playoffs can be over quite quickly. You know, teams celebrate getting in and then within a few days or a week, they're out. So I do understand that. However, I just think that we're at a really good point with it. Whereas a few years ago when they were having two-legged matches, that seemed a bit exhausting and excessive. And I worry...
That was too much.
Yeah, and I worry that we're going to get to that point again.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Maybe we're skewed a little bit because it's an effort for us to watch these games at 3 a.m. You know, maybe we want less games and want it all over quicker. But I love this league. I love the format. I think they've got it right. But, you know, it's young. It's in its infancy. And I'm sure there was conversations that we'll never be privy to because media didn't really exist. You know, when football started over here, you know, I know we're in the 1800s there, but there was probably conversations similar. How do we get this right? So I think it wouldn't be a welcome change for me, but they're going to do what they're going to do. And there'll probably be another 5 clubs change their badges while we're at it.
Yeah, which is something that, again, we're exhausted of seeing. Guys, just keep your badge for the time being. Right, the last thing I want to talk about on this very bumper episode of the Stoppage Time.
There's more?
Yes, there's one more. I love this. I don't know if you've seen this. There's going to be a Wondolowski the movie, a Hollywood film company has said that they are going to make Wondolowski the movie. I love the thought of this. I love the fact that it got the twists and turns in his career. you know, maybe after that missing the World Cup, he can sit there with his wife and go like, I can't do it anymore. And he's like, no, you've got to, Chris, for the kids. And then at the end, it's going to be like, I don't know, like Coach Carter, they'll play Twister and Faith Evans at the end, where it's like, and he just comes up in the credits like, Chris Wondolowski was the record goal scorer in MLS. I can't wait for this.
I loved the idea before you just took me down that journey. Now I hate it. Make it stop. I'm just glad. If you think about the film Bend It Like Beckham, it works because of the alliteration. I'm just glad that we're not going down that route with do something like Wondolowski.
I'm not even going to try and think of stuff because...
I'm not talking about walking.
Anyway, it's going to be I'm sure it'd be a great film, something that maybe they could launch it on Apple TV. Maybe that's what they're going to do. We're going to have the streaming service on there, and then they can make more films about Landon Donovan, about Gerrard's time in MLS and how it didn't work, about Beckham. You know, it could be all sorts. But yeah, Wondolowski the movie is apparently in production, and I for one can't wait for it. Right, well, that's it for this MLS Cup special episode of the MLS UK show. Thanks very much for getting involved. Remember, if you want to win a footy-themed box, the Stars and Stripes one, then look out on Twitter, Instagram for our featured post. We'll pin it to the top of our page. All we need is your prediction for MLS Cup. That's it. Just give us a prediction within 90 minutes. If you get it right, you will go in the draw to try and win a Stars and Stripes-themed box. You'll get a US soccer shirt. It could be MLS or it could be the Pittsburgh Professional League like we got. But either way, it'll be well worth it. And don't forget, if you go to footybox.co.uk and use 10 off the code, that's the number 10 and then off, you get 10% off as well. And a massive shout out to our sponsors, soccer90.com. You can get 20% off by putting MLS UK at the checkout when you make your order. So we need to round off our admin, Elliot, before MLS Cup by saying, if you have enjoyed this episode, don't forget, if you watch it on YouTube, to click the subscribe button and click the notification bell as well so you get updated on any videos we release. And if you're listening on your podcast provider, please leave us a rating. But there's one rule and one rule only, which will now definitely go into next year as well.
5 stars only. Also, I've just seen my Apple Watch there. If I haven't closed my rings yet. If you want to close your rings, you need to work it like Wondolowski or walk it like Wondolowski.
Nice. Are you going to be getting the MLS referee app as well on there when it's just like, go to VAR, but don't actually watch it and make a decision based on nothing?
I think everyone who has an Apple Watch should be able to vote. So they pause the game and say, do you think it was a penalty? And then you vote.
If there's anything going to appear in MLS, that will be it. Like viewer voting on substitutes as well. You know, I'd love to see it. I really would. Maybe for the All-Star game, that would work. Yeah. Maybe not in MLS Cup. If you support LAFC or Philadelphia, good luck for this weekend. It's going to be one hell of a match. Both teams have done so well to get there. It's their first ever one. So good luck, and I hope that whichever team you support comes out on top. But for now, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.